T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The competition Wednesday in Flowery Branch, and with that, we welcome in the head coach of the Atlanta Falcons live on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game with John and Hugh. Good morning, Dan Quinn. How are you?
Hey, good morning, John. Good morning, Hugh. How you guys doing today?
Good. Pretty good.
Before we get into your Falcons, because we've been talking about it, I'd love to get your reaction, Coach Quinn, to the fact that, because I know that you and Coach Smart have formed a bit of a bond, to the fact that Georgia was ranked number one in the nation in that first poll last night.
Yeah, we're all pumped for all the guys there, for Kirby, the staff, the players, and I know they got a lot to play for. And something funny with the rankings, it's not where you start, it's where you end up, and I'm sure that's the message that Kirby's sharing with his group. But it is an exciting thing for, in college football, where that waits till November to come out, so we'll see where it goes from here. But, we're all pumped for those guys.
Of course, you guys are coming off this big win against the New York Jets. It feels good, feel good, Coach, I guess, just broadly and generally, to be back and practicing with a win under your belt, being back home. Now, every game, as we know, is important. But is there a little bit more importance into this game because of the fact that it is, a road game? It's a division opener. It's a division opener on the road against a rival. Is it elevate this game Sunday to a kind of a higher level?
The division always, has more attention. Both teams know each other well, and both teams, players know each other well. How do I guard this guy? How do I rush this guy? Those are things that are kind of the game within the game. So it's an exciting one for us because, it's been a long time to wait to get to the division, and we know, we've said it all along, that's where our focus lies. That hasn't changed, and it'll be a really physical game against, a good division team.
Coach, last week, win against the Jets, ugly win nonetheless. That monsoon, there was a lot of drop balls out there. Do you attribute some of that to that monsoon that was swirling around out there, or just guys need to just execute a little bit better?
Probably a little bit of both. Rule two for us, that's no excuses. So we'd like to have some back. Yeah, we thought we had about five, totals in the game. But that's kind of part of ball. It was one of those days, it was just, in the old days, that would have been a mud bath game, for us, it was just from start to finish raining, but that's part of it. And we know both teams had made some plays, both teams had some bad breaks, but here's what I was pumped about our guys. It just, they went for it the whole time. A bad break took place. There wasn't anybody, sulking or putting their head down. They just kept hustling. And that part I really respect about our group. So now we're getting into our division, and we're excited about that.
Coach, last week the defense really stepped up big. They held the New York rushing attack to just 43 yards. Is this defense starting to shape up the way that you wanted it to? Is this the time of year where it starts to hit its strides for you?
I would hope it could be, and I thought in that game we were a lot closer to how we can play. And it was much, more stout, but also it was really good team ball, Hugh. And, in the right gap, playing it square, and we knew not only was the weather going to be, a fact that there was going to be, more runs, but we thought that was going to be something that for the last few weeks it hadn't felt good. And so for them to make sure that communication was right and playing in the run game, we got another tough test against us in the run game, but that helped a lot to make sure we were all on the same page and playing it in the same way.
Falcons head coach Dan Quinn with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Falcons and Carolina Panthers coming up, of course, on Sunday. Big news for the Carolina Panthers in the last 24 hours, Coach. Kelvin Benjamin traded to the Bills. How does that change your preparation for that attack?
It doesn't necessarily change our preparation. Maybe just changes how they would feature the players. And Kelvin missed the 2015 season. Of course, played last year and this year. So we'll look back to see how they featured some of the other guys when he wasn't a part of it. And they've added some new players as weapons this year. With McCaffrey and with Samuel. So that to me is, as big a part of it as well. But I've always thought he was, the size and strength that he played with, he was tough to guard because of, that kind of length.
All right, let's talk a little bit about this game in particular with the players that are there. Panthers come into this game, Coach Quinn, number 2 defense in the NFL, number 2 against the pass, number 5 against the run. Which is more important against a stout defense? Is it explosive plays or is it sustained drives?
Well, the explosive plays are the things that allow you to get into scoring range. When you're playing that well, you said number two against pass and one of the best against the run, those are harder to sustain against. So the explosives are always a really big factor, John, because they allow big yardage to take place, and then the drives do get going. So we like that part of our offense, and the ability to get going with guys down the field, run game, pass game. So the explosive plays, to me, are a real factor. That and the turnover margin, the explosive plays and the turnover margin are usually pretty good predictors of how you'll play. If you can take care of the ball and if you can have more explosive than the other team, usually those two things, when they line for you, you'll like the results.
Last week, Coach, Cam Newton, 18 for 32, 154 yards, one TD, one interception, had a QBR 30.3. What have you seen on film from Cam Newton so far this season?
More of the same of what he can do, because if the run-pass options that take place, he's back to, really saying, all right, we're designed runs to him. That happens for sure again. I know that maybe early outside of them, they thought, okay, well, there'd be less runs and that, and it's really just the same as it's been. So it's the size, the strength, the ability to extend the third down plays. That part of their game is really intact. And then how they're featuring the new guys, like their running back has 49 catches, or one of their running backs, not their running back, one of their backs. So that's a new weapon of how to use guys in the backfield, out of the backfield. And then they're always going to try to take their shots down the field, with some of the speed that they have. So it felt familiar in terms of what they're doing. It's just how they're featuring some of their new players into the offense, Hugh, I think, is the biggest change. Because scheme-wise, it's pretty familiar. They got a real style about how they play, much like we do.
Falcons head coach Dan Quinn for a couple more minutes with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game as we get ready for the Panthers game. But I tell you what, they've got great rush ends. Mario Addison's having a big year. Julius Peppers, he seems like he's 100 years old. I mean, he's just like ageless, Coach. I mean, and he keeps coming at you.
He's been playing a long time.
He has, and really playing well. And he's somebody I've just respected for years. And you're right, Hugh, as a rusher, he still has get off. And that's where it starts for a rusher. Can you beat a guy to the punch? And they line him up outside. They line him up inside. I've been impressed by him so far. And Addison may not be a name well known outside, but he is now in terms of the way he rushes. They align him mostly over at right end, and that D line, their front seven, really has been a strength of their team and something that I've been impressed with. The way they run, the way they hit, especially in the front seven, they got a deep D line. They like to rotate them like we do. And then having all their linebackers, up and available, that makes a huge difference.
All right, can you give us a little technical update here? You activate Leroy Reynolds. Give us the very latest on the health of the ball club.
Sure. Leroy was able to practice for the last 2 weeks, and then he really passed that test with flying colors. And we'll hope that he'll be up and active and playing, because he really did well. He really put the work in to get his shoulder strong and right, and he looked good in practice. So we'll add that kind of speed to our cover units, which we'll need. And then past that, from a health standpoint, the only guy that's really out is Duke Riley. And he's we'll see where he goes, but he'll be out for this week, and we'll see where it goes into for next week. But other than that, we're in good shape. We came through the game okay. And we're looking to throw a great week to get ready to go.
There you go, with the rivalry game on the road in Carolina and all that. Yeah, catch your breath. A lot of us coaches are going to take a big old deep breath, and here we go, right?
No doubt, and hope we see a lot of red and black up in Charlotte this week, because it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, real quick, Coach, how's the health of the team?
From the standpoint, injury-wise, we came through good, Hugh, and normal, in-season stuff. But past that, the guys are in a good space and ready to go. We should have just about a full complement of guys rocking today, so which we need. That part of our process of getting ready and having everybody available to do that, that's an important one. But we'll put the work in and have our mindset right.
All right, rise up. Thanks, Coach. We'll see you a little bit later on today.
All right, rise up. See you guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.